Oh, thank God.
So, in the school, was there any bombings while you were at school?
Not here. I couldn't, in Lower Road I was. But when I was evacuated, there was dive bombers came over and machine guns. I just about remember that. I used to walk to school, and of course I wasn't used to the country. And I used to go through a field with cows, and I had a red pixie hood. I used to take that off because I thought they were balls. You didn't know.
Where was you evacuated to?
Hempstead, but as I said, my mother was expecting another baby, so we went private. But as I told you, it was stillborn.
How many shelters were at your school?
No shelter, not that I remember.
Did your school ever get bombed?
No.
How did it feel to see London half broken and half normal?
I don't know how old you are, but you think how you would feel. And you put yourself in my position. I was a bit younger than you, and you don't take a lot of notice. You just accept it that another bomb's gone off. Even with the V1s, my mother had a friend who worked over the Commercial Road, over the other side of the water. And the rumour went round, there was a plane came down, and there was no pilot. And everybody thought, oh, that's strange. But the government kept everything under, you know, hush-hush as much as possible. And of course, there were pilotless planes. That's why there was no body. What else? I remember there was air raid wardens. Do you ever watch Dad's Army? And so, you don't know, I like that. Even the repeats. There was air raid wardens. Oh, it's all right. You all right?
Yeah. Can we have a little more information about the air raid wardens?
They used to come round, and if you even showed a chink of light, they'd say, put out that light, because we all had to have blackout blinds. Like blinds, so you don't show any light, because the planes in the air would have followed the lights, and they knew that people were there, so they would bomb it. But the air raid wardens, when there was bombs, used to dig people out, you know, the bodies. And there was light rescue and heavy rescue. That was their job, the men. And they used to dig the bodies out. And if you were killed by the blast, you had no mark on you. This is only what I was told, or used to earwig, listen. Had no, but your bones were broken, but you looked all right. And there was loads of shops around here. And of course there was Norwegian sailors, and there was Finnish, Swedish. But the Norwegian church was good. And when the war was over, we had a victory party in the grounds of the Norwegian church. And a woman who, Jimmy Fisher's mother, had a baby by a Norwegian sailor. God, the goings on. But she, you know, I think her husband was dead, Harry, or in the army. Anyway, a girl, Sylvia, her name was, they accepted her, but she had it anyway. And her sister, Mary, had a big boot. And when she was drunk, she used to go up and down, dance on this one big boot. And she had a Nelly, a daughter who was blind.
So if the bombs came down, she wouldn't know?
Well, she could hear, but couldn't see.
How was the times like?
Sorry?
How was the time like? Was it like a good, compared to now, how's it different to back then?
You weren't, I'm scared to go, I've been mugged on the tube about 15 years ago. I was working in, I was going to Baker Street, and in the morning on the Met line, it's fairly empty. A black African boy and a white girl got on, and they were asking me directions. I leave all my bags on the floor and was showing them, and she dipped me. She took £80, my keys, my bus. Over 60, but I had to pay for my fare in the morning. But when I got to work, the people who I was extra friendly with, I had a collection. I got nearly £130 collection and a bunch of flowers. But I was only temping there. I did temping for over 20 years, go from job to job. And I've had about 84 jobs in my life. I know.
Which time do you prefer, this time or before?
When I was about 30, I enjoyed that. When you get older, your bones ache and you long for when you were more well and you could get about and go shopping without even thinking about it. But now it takes me all my time to get myself ready. And I don't get frightened, but I think, please God, Alzheimer's, there's so many people with it, isn't there? You know, when they lose their marbles, and I'd hate to do that.
So at the time, in the war, were you less frightened? Or?
Less frightened, yeah. Because you think nothing can hurt you.
Did you get any injuries in the war? Did you know anyone who got injured?
Yeah, people got broken bones. I didn't. Because you was always falling over and have gravel cuts. And we went round the park, that was in the wartime, and I stood under a seesaw and it came down on my knee. They dragged me home, my friends, but then I didn't go anywhere. My mother put germaline on it, which is a paste, and wrapped it up in rag again. So I've still got the scar.
What sort of clothes did you wear in?
Anything you could get hold of. And when the Americans sent the clothes over, my mother used to bring me home clothes from sorting out. She said, "Oh, that'll do her." But there was two girls who lived next door. One got married to an American. He was called Red Ham, and they used to have blackjack in chewings. Anyway, they used to give me clothes, but they were thin and I was fat, and I was like a sausage in a skin. And there was material called satin back moroccane, which you should really have dry cleaned, because when you wash it, it shrunk and had to pull it. So I was always like a sausage in the skin.
What do Americans help from? They help our country.
The Americans are all right. And Aunt Molly used to go out with Americans and Air Force men with epaulettes on their shoulders, and there was at Piccadilly there was where they used to gather called Rainbow Corner. But the Americans were all right.
What sort of shoes did you wear in those times?
Anything you could get hold of. And my father used to mend the shoes, put leather and mend them.
How did you feel when you was evacuated?
I didn't like it. But the only thing good about being evacuated, I was taught how to knit. So that was good.
Was your family nice or horrible?
Sorry?
When you got evacuated, was the family nice or horrible?
We had four billets in 18 months, so we were glad to get home. We used to go to the cinema 3 times a week, because Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, then they had another film Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and another one on Sunday. So I like the cinema. Don't go now because it's too expensive. Oh, it's terrible expensive, isn't it? Oh. I like the theatre too, but that's too expensive. Do you ever go to the theatre? What do you see?
I see a lot of things. I've seen something with a baby and it has a lot of clothes on it and it takes it off every time it cries.
Oh! Oh, right. Well, when we was at school, we used to go somewhere in Camberwell to see plays. Where else we used to go? Well, all over.
Was that during the war?
After the war.
Did you feel better after when you knew the war was finished or during?
Well, we had victory parties, and I suppose it was better, I suppose.
Could you tell me a little bit more about ration? Like, did even people on the street, did they get their ration?
People on
the street, that lived on the street?
I don't think there was many people like that in those days, lived on the street. There's more now. There was a thing on the television last night, they were going through the big bags to get sandwiches out. Did you see that?
I didn't see it, but my mum was watching.
Yeah. And I saw, what did I see last night? Oh, a play about the Krays. Ronnie and Reggie. You know about the Krays? Oh, they were gangsters over Whitechapel way. They're both dead now, but they were a bad lot. Like, they used to demand money for protection, and if you didn't give it, slash you up.
How are people in the home, did you know?
Sorry?
How are people that lived at home? Did you know anyone whose house got bombed or anything?
I suppose I did, but I was a bit too young to worry about it. Your mum would say, oh, she's been bombed out, they used to call it. And you got money if you were bombed out. And you had bits of paper stuck to your windows for blast as well. You know, like sticky tape.
How much roughly would you get if your house was bombed?
I don't know, love. That I don't know. Not the equivalent of like thousands or hundreds that you get now. But people were more grateful. Because when I first started work, I only got £2 a week. Which is nothing, is it? And you had to have your fare there and your fare back. But if you started out and was early enough, you got a workman's ticket. I worked in Carmelite Street off of Fleet Street, which was a long way for someone who round here, isn't it?
Did you ever see a bomb come down and land?
No, not the, no. You heard them, and then you'd get under the table. You know, your bum would be out, but your head was under. People with animals were having them put to sleep because they couldn't cope with the worry about them.
Did you have any pets?
A canary called Joey. And, of course, in the latter years, I've had stray cats. But the vet you go to, or don't go now, in Surrey Quays, is so expensive. I've taken in three strays, but the last one, who was called Mackie, he'd been on the streets for 3 or 4 years. And this Christmas, it's only about 8, 9 years ago, I said, come in, boy. That I used to feed him every day, take his food down, and then I took him to the vet to have him neutered, and then I had him tested for feline AIDS, which went around, and he come back positive. So he could never, never go out. So he was always indoors. But I do miss him. I miss him. When he had to be put to sleep, I stayed with him. Oh, you know, I was crying and crying. And I'd already had two cats put to sleep, but Mackie, I felt terrible.
Yeah, what about canary? Did anything happen to your canary?
Yeah, Joey had a bad foot, and of course everything was too expensive, and my dad had to cut his foot out with a razor blade and put a little matchstick for a splint. But he was all right, he got over it all.
Was it easy to watch your dad cut his leg?
Oh, I didn't see it. No, he came in from night work, so he was a policeman, and did it there. Because it was withering his foot, and it would have killed him if he hadn't done it. He did it.
Is your canary still alive now?
Oh, no, love, no. No. We've had two budgies since. They're both dead, a Charlie and a Georgie. And then I had three stray cats. I had Jimmy Durante. I used to come home from work and see this nose looking at me. Jimmy Durante is an old comedian, American. He had a big nose, and they used to call him Schnozzle, which a Schnozzle is a nose. And I used to see this nose, and I thought, is it? Well, I took him in. I thought it's either Barry Manilow or Jimmy Durante, so it was Jimmy. And then I had a Sooty, and then, of course, I had a Charles Rennie Mackintosh. That was my last cat. Everybody called him Blackie the Stray, and I thought, no, I'll give him a nice name. So it was Charles Rennie Mackintosh. You know Charles Rennie Mackintosh? He was a Glaswegian designer, wasn't he? You know. What do they teach him at school? Well, I suppose
different things.
I can't use a computer. There's a...
What did your mother do? Did she have any jobs that she wanted?
She used to, once a week, go to St. Olive's School by Tower Bridge and help out with the dinners for the heavy rescue and the light rescue. And there was a Maltese cook called Camelotti. I think it was called Camilleri. And I used to go up on the bus and have my dinner there. Only once a week. I think she got 10 shillings a week, which is a lot of money.
Could you afford any treats? Like, did you have money to buy any sweets and stuff?
You got a halfpenny if you were lucky, and go into a shop and they give you all the old bits of sweets from the jar. There used to be sweets in jars and you had all them. They used to get a piece of paper and make it into a cone, and but you didn't have it very often. And if anybody would give you threepence, oh, God, you think you were rich.
So is the money from back then seem more expensive? It seemed, if you get like 1p, it will seem like you've got more money than you have now.
No one wanted too much out of life. They didn't want big dinners or pizzas or anything like that. You just lived, you know, to your means.
So you just kept what you had?
You just kept what you had, yeah.
When you were evacuated to Hemel Hempstead, did your father go with you?
No. He was a policeman, and that was, I don't know, it's a position where you didn't have to go to war. A main position.
Reserved occupation.
That's it, reserved occupation.
You didn't go to Hemel Hempstead?
No. He used to come down sometimes the weekend, and we used to go from Baker Street, I think, and I remember people used to sleep on the platform. Oh, we used to go by Green Line. There's a coach service.
Okay, and your mother, were you aware how your mother managed the rationing?
No.
Did she ever make cakes?
Yeah, cakes, coconut cakes, if she could get the coconut. Rock cakes, because women used to bake more, and they cooked more, and used to have meat puddings and meat pies, and apple pie. If someone went hot picking, you know, the hot picking, they wouldn't know.
Hot picking to make beer.
And they used to bring out home hopping apples, they used to call them. Big apples, oh God, they were lovely. Like Bramleys.
So food was quite good, was it?
It was adequate, and no one was starving, ill. No, it was okay. And bread, and you had a lot of bread and jam to eat. And I don't think I ever had breakfast. But if someone, people used to share. If anybody got married, they would say, can I borrow your cutlery or your china or your glass bowls? Or do you know anybody who's got a wedding dress? They used to say.
Do you think people shared more then?
Yes, I think they did. Because where I live, they're not too bad. I don't batten on anybody. Even when I was on the floor for 4.5 days, and this is the end of February it was, and I didn't realise, and someone rang me, and then they said, have you had a stroke? I said, no, I've been on the floor for 4.5 days. And I was and I had carpet burns, and that's why I couldn't get around. And then the police had to break the door in, the noise. And I went to King's College I've never been in hospital in my life. I went to King's College for 11 days. And I had a CT scan, because they thought I might have broke a bone in my back. But I hadn't. I knew it was carpet burns, like, big. And they're painful. I thought I'd burnt myself. And then the results came back. I didn't break a bone. And after smoking for 60 years, my lungs were clear. And I couldn't believe it. Oh. But I gave up in hospital, because you can't smoke. And then I gave up for 5 months. And I think in August I thought, oh, I fancy a cigarette. And then I went back to about 15 a day, which years ago I used to smoke 40 a day. Yeah, you just did. Yeah. And then the other week I went to Tesco's and they do, not clinic, but advisory. And she gave me lozenges and a false cigarette. And it's not a lie, you just put cartridges in it and it smells like cigarettes. And but that's because that, over a certain age, you don't have to pay. So that was all right.
During the war, do you remember, was there more stealing when, or looting?
Oh, yeah, yeah. If there was bombing, yeah, there was. Because they were called SPIVs, the robbers and that.
What did they do?
What, SPIVs?
What did they do? Did they go into the bombed houses and take
things? Yeah, or if there was a bank, you know, when the vault had gone up, they'd have a look round. No, it's not much different, is it? It is now, really.
But I mean, when the houses were bombed and there was just stuff lying around, did people take the stuff, or did you, your neighbour's stuff, or did they leave it? Or?
Well, I can't remember. No, we didn't take anything. But you had to watch it, like, and because the police were always around, more than they are now, because they walked the beats, they weren't in police cars. They just, and there was always traffic lights, not traffic lights, at the mouth of the tunnel, there was always a policeman on point duty directing the traffic. Mm.
Did you listen to the radio much during the war?
Yeah, Children's Hour.
Mm-hmm. Can you tell us about what you remember?
There was a nice play called Swish of the Curtain. I loved that. And I used to go to the library and get books.
Where was your nearest library?
Opposite, there was a hospital called St Olive's. Have you heard of that? Yeah. It was opposite there. There was two big stone statues outside the library, and we used to go in there. And there was lots of trays with butterflies in them.
What books do you remember?
I like the fairy stories, and then you go up to grown-up books, and I've read Rebecca, but then I was a little bit older. And I loved Jamaica Inn, Jacqueline du Maurier.
But you were older then.
I was older then. I was at 15 then. I went to work when I was 15. I think that was in... '48, I should imagine.
Is there anything you wanted to ask?
Right, well, thank you very much. You want to say anything now?
Thank you, Sheila.
That's okay, dear. Have I made sense?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
What, more sense than the other women? Oh, you're not seeing anyone else?